So let's finish out hearing about your 53-year-old man.
And a 53-year-old gentleman who has a history of intermediate thickness primary melanoma on the shoulder in 2012 that was treated with wide excision, and he was found to have two positive sentinel lymph nodes at that time. And we treated him with adjuvant biochemotherapy. That's where we were with adjuvant treatment back in 2012. He did well until mid-2015 when he presented with neurologic symptoms and he was found to have a solitary brain mass that was resected and was consistent with metastatic melanoma. Body imaging at that time showed a solitary pulmonary nodule that was new from his previous scans and consistent with metastatic disease. And we started him on combination immunotherapy with ipilimumab nivolumab, and he had complete resolution of his lung lesion. And after the four cycles of ipilimumab nivolumab combination, but then we continued him on single agent nivolumab, and he did well with minimal toxicity. And he subsequently stopped infusions in October of 2017, and we've been following him now for a year off therapy without recurrence.
So what are some of the teaching points that you think came up from this case?
Well, this case, I think, is interesting because it's a patient where we've stopped immunotherapy and he's maintaining that response without active therapy. And that's really what we go for in these situations, is we want to be able to stimulate the immune response, have it deal with the melanoma effectively, and then these patients have that chance of long-term survival without being active cancer patients, you know, coming in frequently for infusions. Also, this demonstrates the recent New England Journal paper that looked at the ipilimumab-nivolumab combination being active in the brain with brain metastasis. So this is a patient where you really worry, is he going to maintain that immunologic response? Is he going to relapse, and is he going to relapse in the brain? It does make you worry, but this patient seems to be maintaining that.